Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. Getting so close to Christmas, I want to make sure that everybody's going to have a merry, safe Christmas without unwanted fires. Where's that coming from? Well, just lately, we've had so many wildfires in Northern California, Southern California, and other places, and Christmas is at our door. What preventative measures can we take to be safe? First, I want to stress some of the health risks of breathing smoke from the California wildfires. The air quality is poor, or sometimes downright dangerous. Wood smoke contains a mixture of microscopic droplets and particles and invisible gases that spread downwind from the sources, from the fire source. Actually, I was amazed by reading and researching that there are only a few studies done on side effects of wildfires, because most studies are related to controlled fires or simple fires originating in laboratories, kitchens, or smaller areas. So, some tips, actually. Some tips are just quite important to figure out how we can prevent those fires. And I want to say wood smoke is actually a very complicated mixture of material in the air, and much of it is known to the effect of to affect human health. It comes from lots of different fuel sources, including mature trees, dried leaves, forest litter, and unfortunately, local homes. The emissions vary depending on what materials is burning and whether it is smoldering or in flames. Smoke-related illnesses are lung or cardiovascular problems, including asthma, and if it's a long-term exposure, it can cause even lung cancer. So how should people in smoky areas protect themselves? There are some remedies they should, or are there some remedies they should avoid? Yeah, let's say the first thing is stay with friends and families far away from the smoke. If you have to stay in the area where you are and it's not too close to you, but the smoke is getting to you, make sure your doors and windows are closed at all times. If you feel that smoke is coming in, apply a weather seal to prevent the smoke from coming in. Also, use portable HEPA filters. Those are so much more effective than anything else. Candles and air fresheners do not clean the air. So it's just disguising it, and actually the candle wax can actually make it worse. So at that time, I would say no candles and stay away from the disguising the smells with the fresh air fresheners. Make sure you have something that is actually doing the purpose from getting you clean air. There are also breathing masks that are quite good. And the best choice is called N, as in Nathan, number 95, and it's a certified respirator. So if you live in a area where there are lots of fires, wildfires, that are sometimes hard to contain, that last more than just a couple of hours, but sometimes days or weeks, prepare yourself by having these things on hand. So should you use it, you're prepared, because prevention is always better than having to deal with the actual problem. So there are some other fires and sources around Christmas time. And those are from the Christmas trees. Number one, if a Christmas tree is drying out, even with electrical lights, if they are too high in watts, they get warm and they can catch the branches on fire. So make sure you read what your lights are for. Don't use heavy-duty lights on a Christmas tree indoors. Make sure the Christmas tree is humid all the time. It's in water with the bottom, or it has the roots and it has water. Or use spray bottles with water to spray it down all the time. I actually do that with my wreath just to make sure, because the wreath is not, the branches are not connected to anything to pull a water source out of it. So I spray it daily 2, 3, 4, 5 times, depending on how the temperature is in the house, just to make sure that the branches don't catch on fire. And in Switzerland, we used to use real candles for the wreath and for the Christmas tree. I don't for the Christmas tree anymore. I use the electric ones that I make sure they're appropriate for it. And for my wreath, I do have actually a 4-wick candle inside, but I elevated it so it's never close to the wreath. And before I light the wick, I actually spray the wreath with water to make sure it's humid and nothing can catch on fire. So safety is really important. Another one for your safety is when you have candles anywhere, be it in the wreath or anywhere else, make sure you have a spray bottle with water close by, just in case one candle starts burning out of control. You can erase it or extinguish it immediately without causing any damage to anybody or anything. When you're doing your baking, make sure you're alert mentally, physically, so you can prevent or avoid unwanted fires, small, medium, or large. It doesn't matter. A fire is a fire, and we need to be ready to take care of things. Also, never, ever, ever leave any Christmas tree lights on or candles burning when you leave the room to get ready for bed. Make sure all the lights are turned off and the candles are extinguished so they don't smoke anymore, they don't smolder. I even use a couple of spritzers of water on the wick when I blow the candle out because it has time to dry till I light it again. But at least that way it's clean and it's definitely safe. That is my main message for our health here, to be safe and sound, to take preventative measures instead of having to heal things, to take preventative measures not just with breathing, but everything else. Because remember, health goes in 3 stages. It's mental health, physical health, and financial health. And a fire can actually affect all 3 seriously. Remember I told you a couple of weeks ago or so that my brother-in-law lost his property in the Napa wildfires, and I have some friends who lost their homes in the Southern California wildfires. And I am eternally thankful that the people are still alive and they were unharmed. However, now they get a chance to rebuild, which for some is easier than for others. So I just want to make sure that we actually take care of everything we can and make sure that we take all the preventative measures, that we think before we do, that we appreciate whatever we have, that we don't smoke outdoors right now especially, or indoors around trees and wreaths and stuff, that when you have to smoke, because you're addicted to it, you take the cigarette butt and dunk it into a glass of water or something so it's totally extinguished. Don't throw it on the ground outside, because with the drought that we had for so many years, everything is dry and catches on fire so quickly. So please, don't just think about yourself. Think about everybody around you, not just your loved ones, but your neighbors, the people that walk by your place, strangers that are friends you haven't met yet. Just really, really think about spreading good cheer and safety and love instead of being selfish and just doing what is easiest for you at the time being, because it might come back and bite you in the behind. So having said that, the main reason behind this talk is definitely mental, physical, and financial health. Stay within your limits. Be prepared to take preventative measures for everything. Be safe. Know that you are appreciated no matter who you are, where you are. There are always people who love you and appreciate you, and some of them which you don't even know. And I appreciate all my listeners, whether or not I know you, that's besides the point. I'm just here to spread good cheer for this holiday season, and I want everybody happy and healthy. I found an amazing link, and it's actually in blue. It's a hyperlink that you can just click on if you look at the transcript of this show. For the ones who are listening on the telephone or other places without seeing the transcript, it's https://www.houselogic.com/home-thoughts/holiday-fire-safety-tips. So it's https://www.houselogic.com, home thoughts, holiday fire safety tips. And it has some really great suggestions there. You can even print them out and post them so everybody can read them. You can make them big so the children can read them too, just so everybody really knows how to have a happy, merry, wonderful and blessed holiday season. If you want to get healthy in some other ways and you need help, you can reach me through my website, denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com, or you can text, voicemail me at 562-335-4956, and I'll be very happy and excited to journey with you to show you a way to a better, happier, and healthier life. I'm doing this because I want to pay it forward, since I had the opportunity to do that. For me, it was not just releasing over 50 pounds in less than a year, actually in 7 months or so. It was mostly also because of my mental health that I've gained, much stronger, much happier, more focused, more energized. And I cannot wait to share that with more people, because that's the way we can live a happy and healthy life. So having said that, and hopefully having been able to shed some light on how to prevent tragedy from this holiday season and keep it happy and healthy and merry, I wish all of you the very best. I will be on once more next Thursday and before Christmas, maybe with a few more tips to have it a happy and a safe and a healthy one. And I wish everybody the very best, and I'm looking forward to hearing some feedback from you. Take care and know you're appreciated.